A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. They came to Jericho and his disciples, and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. And as they were leaving, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." So Bartimaeus, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you today?" And the blind man said to Jesus, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. This is God's word to us this morning. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The religious transformation that was the Reformation was most clearly expressed in the soul of one man. About 500 years ago, Martin Luther, whose father wanted him to be a successful lawyer, was an intense, very introspective man struggling to find his salvation through acts of piety. He became a monk, an Augustinian monk, who strived through prayer, through pilgrimage, through confession, through self-flagellation to find salvation. Later, he would describe this period of his life as one of deep, deep spiritual despair. He said, "I lost touch with Christ, the Savior and Comforter, and made of him the jailer and hangman of my poor soul." And in the midst of his spiritual struggles, he studied Scripture intensely, and to his surprise and even to his joy, discovered a truth that had eluded him throughout his searching and seeking, praying and confessing. And this truth that he felt deep down in him was the simple truth that God's love and forgiveness was not something earned by righteous acts, that God's love and forgiveness was not something simply dispensed by a church that claims sole possession of salvation, but that God's love was a gift received in faith. And that simple idea set him free, and his sharing of this basic religious spiritual truth began the Reformation that we celebrate this day. Phyllis Tickle, an editor and publisher and an author in a book titled The Great Emergence, How Christianity is Changing and Why, argues that every 500 years or so, the church has a giant rummage sale. And by this, she means that every 500 years or so, the empowered structures of institutionalized Christianity, whatever they may be at whatever time, become intolerable of change, a hard shell that must be shattered in order for renewal and new growth to occur. And out of this rummage sale, so to speak, old ideas, old structures are revisited, new images, new metaphors, new meanings are found and embraced. And Tickle argues that we are going through such a rummage sale today, what she calls the great emergence right now, where the face of Christianity and religion itself is changing. And while one cannot fully predict what it will look like, she identifies scripture and community and conversation as characteristics of this emerging model. What I like about Tickle is she sees Reformation as a continual process, not something that simply happens only once. She would agree with our Presbyterian saying, "We are reformed, always reforming." In the simple story we read from the scripture this morning, simply seven verses, we hear of a deeply spiritual experience of a blind man named Bartimaeus. A beggar who sits by the roadside becomes aware that Jesus is coming. Jesus, a renowned healer, a prophet. He cries out with anguish and desire, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And there are those around him who tell him to be quiet, don't bother the teacher. But yet again he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." We are told that Jesus stopped and stood still and says, "Call him." And then there's another group who kind of who embraces the blind beggar and pushes him forward, tells him to take heart, for Jesus is calling him. And we're told Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, springs up, and rushes to Jesus, who asks him what he wants Jesus to do for him. And I love the simplicity and the beauty of what Bartimaeus says. He just simply says, "I want to see." And in six simple words, Jesus says, "Go. Your faith has made you well." And Bartimaeus regains his sight, and we are told follows Jesus on his way. So I read that story, it occurred to me that in many ways, the church is a lot like blind Bartimaeus. You might say, we have lost our vision. We are unsure where we are going. One might describe us as sitting beside the roadside, beggars of sorts, an institution that has lost its way. No longer mainline denominations, more like sidelined, unable to see anymore. And so we cry out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And there would be those who simply tell us, you know, just be quiet. So we cry out even more, "Lord, have mercy upon us." And we might, if we are lucky, hear the call of Jesus, and we might throw off our cloaks, and we might spring forward, and we might simply want the same thing Bartimaeus wanted. Help us to see, Lord. Help us to see. And in words of comfort and assurance, in words that simply assert nothing more than the truth that Luther discovered long ago, your faith has made you well. Now, the Greek word here for well may be interpreted as your faith has made you whole or complete. And we, like Bartimaeus, have a vision again in what we are to be doing, and we simply follow Jesus along the way. There are many who might say the church is the last place to experience change, that we fight it so very hard. But it is important for us to remember, as church and as disciples, to understand ourselves that we are reformed, always reforming. That at the heart of our own vision for the church, at the heart of our own vision for our discipleship, is that we're always called to be open to reformation, to have the faith that Jesus is at work in us, transforming us in ways we may not have ever imagined. And Faith is a word thrown about quite a bit, a word that many would interpret simply as a belief in a set of doctrines or a belief in a particular institution. But faith is really at heart simply means trust, an expectation, a conviction that God is at work in the world, especially in the way of Jesus. Now, Bartimaeus doesn't make any doctrinaire statements. He does not earn his wholeness. It is simply given to him out of his great need and his yelling for mercy. Jesus simply tells him, "You are well, you are whole, you are complete. Stand and follow me along the way." Now, we live in a culture today that Luther would recognize as his own. A culture that asserts you need to work to earn your salvation. You need to change yourself, some self-help book, through your own efforts by being deserving of success or whatever we're trying to achieve, whatever we might define as wholeness in our culture these days. And yet we are a lot like Luther, discovering that God's grace is enough. We are complete. For the simple gift of God's love is an assertion that we are accepted. We are complete. And in this grace, we are then set free to follow Jesus along the way. And that's really just a very simple idea, Luther stated, in that we try to live. That for all of our striving for perfection, for all of our striving to be a success, it's all vanity. All our attempts to make ourselves whole and all our attempts to see and to be healed of our brokenness is vanity. That in the end, all we need is faith. The trust that Jesus hears our cries of mercy and pronounces us whole. As I said, many would describe the church as resistant to change, especially Westminster. Would you say that's true? But what I've found interesting, I think, and what I've discovered is actually this congregation, this community of disciples, is much more open to change than we would ever imagine. Because Westminster is reformed, always reforming. And I'm not only speaking of the physical reformation going on in our building, but a deeper spiritual reformation. I believe God is at work in our community, reforming us in ways we may not have imagined or guessed. Even as we experience the chaos of our building project, God has been at work in and among us. The Muslim school that has found shelter in our building. Found not only shelter, but welcome. We've extended our mission and presence outside these walls to Thoreau Elementary and to the homeless community. We've begun a deep dialogue with our Jewish brothers and sisters at Temple Bethel. And I have to be honest, I must confess that a part of me is actually struggling with all these things, all these changes that are going on among us. That more than a few times I have complained to God that this can all wait until the building is finished, okay? We're more settled. We'll be ready. It's been unsettling for us all. All these things God keeps throwing at us. All these ways God keeps reforming us. I want to know where it's going to end up, but I cannot see. But then I have blind Bartimaeus to do what he did, which is simply to trust and to know that Jesus makes us well and whole and complete, and that all we need to do is have our eyes wide open and follow Jesus along the way. To God be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.